This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Grant Taft was the head coach at Baylor University when I was there back in the late 70s. He was the head coach at Baylor, actually, from 1972 to 1992. In his 21 seasons as head coach of the Baylor Bears football team, Taft won two Southwest Conference titles, one in 1974 and another in 1990, the year before I got there and then the year after I left as a student. He's still the winningest coach in the history of the program, so he's Hall of Fame inductee in 2001. He was a great coach. Now, there's a funny story about him. It happened one Sunday morning in the summer. Taft was leaving church, and the president of a local bank there in Waco spoke to Taft as they were on the sidewalk outside the church building. And the bank president had his young boys with him and said to his sons as they stood there with Coach Taft, "Boys, I want you to meet the greatest coach in America." And one of the boys, 5 years old, extended his hand toward Coach Taft and said, "Are you really Tom Landry?" Of course, Landry was then the legendary coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, the Lord and five-year-olds have a way of keeping us humble, don't they? I want to think this morning about this characteristic of humility. You see, it's an issue with anyone in any position of leadership, whether you are the leader of a large corporation or the leader in a home with two preschool-age children. Humility is essential with our ability to influence others in positive ways. Pride is the opposite of humility, but pride can be a good thing in some instances, as in I take pride in my work, meaning I have a drive for quality, or I'm proud of my family, which can mean you give your attention to them and the achievement of their accomplishments. But what I'm talking about this morning is that self-focus, that self-promotion, self-seeking to the neglect of others. We call it pride. We get so caught up in ourselves that we miss the opportunity to be with others in helpful and sensitive ways. So when we aren't properly recognized, you see, we don't like that. We're at a banquet and somebody overlooks us and we get offended, and that means our feelings get hurt because our self didn't get the attention we think our self deserves. I recall a story about Gregory Peck being in line at a restaurant and they were waiting to get seated, and finally one of his friends said, "Gregory, why don't you walk up there and tell them who you are?" And I love the response Gregory Peck made to that. He said, "If you have to tell them who you are, you aren't." Well, we get ticked off when we aren't. We want to be important. We're disappointed when we aren't, and we feel like we should be, and therefore we're angry with ourselves, and that comes out in our relationships with other people. So what do we do? A couple of things here. Keep your perspective in the large scheme of things. So when you aren't recognized, you come home and your kids don't recognize you, you might want to step back and think about how often you're at home. But when you aren't properly recognized, step back and look at the large scheme of things in life. The ancient word in Hebrew for proud comes from a word meaning to be high and exalted. And there may be a part of you that wants to be high and exalted. Recognize that about yourself. Recognize that you want to be high and exalted. Well, admit it. And then get back to a regard for the eternal scheme of things. Dick Shepherd was a famous British preacher who was constantly in demand as a speaker back in his day. On a cold night before a series of important lectures, he became so sick that he couldn't talk. And he was miserable about that, his condition, that he couldn't speak. Finally, he goes to bed and goes to sleep, and he had a dream. And in his dream, he walked into a large lecture hall, and God is there pacing back and forth, wringing his hands in despair. An angel approached God and said, "Father, what in the world is the matter?" And God responded, "I don't know what to do. Dick Shepherd has a cold." Well, Shepherd awoke from his dream and chuckled over that. And then he went back to work with a better view of himself and his importance in the grand scheme of things. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out on your own interest, but take an interest in others and have the same attitude," it says in verse 4, "as Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think equality with God something to cling to. Instead, he gave up those divine privileges and humbled himself and came to us as a slave." So think back to the eternal scheme of things when you're overlooked or you don't receive the recognition you think you should. And then a second thought here is relax in who you are, not who you aren't. And I don't mean to be self-satisfied or complacent, but you can be comfortable with who you are in the right way by accepting who you are now under God's care. Doesn't mean you can't improve, but you are who you are and where you are for now. You want to improve yourself, of course. Work on those character defects, yes, every day, but you aren't trying to be someone else or attain a certain accomplishment for the sake of improving yourself for someone else. So you are doing it for yourself to better yourself before God. That's why humility is key to who you are. You see, when we think of ourselves less, we become focused on others and who they are and what they're going through and how we might be love for them, loving them in all their ways authentically. And then we really are. Now, come back here next week. In the meantime, you go out there and be the person you are intended to be. Dragged a comb across my head.